Blog Talk Radio.
This is an encore presentation of the Snaps Poetry Cafe, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. This is a pre-recorded program, so no live calls will be taken. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, have a seat and get comfortable, relax yourself, and thank you for joining us on this special edition of the Adult Pajama Party right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we're visiting the Snaps Poetry Cafe, where we are remembering Dr. Maya Angelou, who inspired us in so many ways, but particularly with her poetry. So tonight, we'd like to pay tribute to this dancer, poet, activist, actress, and phenomenal woman by recalling several of our favorite Maya Angelou poems. If you have a favorite poem you'd like to share, the mic at the Snaps Poetry Cafe is open. Call us now on 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306, and give us your best rendition of your favorite Maya Angelou poem or one of your original pieces. Remember, when you dial in, press 1 if you'd like to share a poem with us so that you can speak with us, or if you just want to listen to the show, just stay on the line and listen via phone. If you're listening via the web, you can join us in the chat room and just say hi so that we know you're there. And if you didn't get the number, you can always visit our website at www.apajamaparty.com, and the number is there as well. You can visit DC Homegrown and follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So the doors of the cafe are now open. Come on in, have a seat. Let's get our first poet up to the mic, and that would be our co-host, Kay Nicole. She's in the house with us, so let's show her some love as she comes to the mic with one of her favorite poems by Maya Angelou.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This poem is called Alone. Lying, thinking last night how to find my soul a home where water is not thirsty, bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are so many millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run around like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody, nobody can make it here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Now, if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering. The wind is going to blow. The race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan, because nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it here alone. That was Alone by Maya Angelou.
All right. Thank you, Nicole, for that. So we were going to share pieces of Maya Angelou's biography. So, Nicole, did you want to go ahead and give us that first segment?
Sure. Dr. Maya Angelou is one of the most renowned and influential voices of our time. Hailed as a global Renaissance woman, Dr. Maya Angelou is a celebrated poet, novelist, educator, dramatist, producer, actress, historian, filmmaker, and civil rights activist.
All right. So what I'd like to do is share one of my favorite pieces by Dr. Maya Angelou. This one is called Human Family, and it reads, "I note the obvious differences in the human family. Some of us are serious. Some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived as true profundity, and others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse, delight, brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I know 10,000 women called Jane and Mary Jane, but I've not seen any two who were really the same. Mirror twins are different, although their features jibe, and lovers think quite different thoughts while lying side by side. We love and lose in China. We weep on England's moors and laugh and moan in Guinea and thrive on Spanish shores. We seek success in Finland and born and die in Maine. In minor ways we differ. In major ways we're the same. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike." That was Human Family by Dr. Maya Angelou.
All right,
so
LG,
moving
LG.
Into, oh, thank you so much. Moving into another segment of her bio, Dr. Maya Angelou was born on April 4, 1928, in St. Louis, Missouri, and she was raised in St. Louis and Stamps, Arkansas. In Stamps, Dr. Angelou experienced the brutality of racial discrimination, but she also absorbed the unshakable faith and values of traditional African-American family, community, and culture.
Okay. All right, LG, before we go any further, we got a few callers waiting. Let's check out 704. Let's see what they have to say. They want to see a few pieces from Maya Angelou's poetry or to see what's going on. Let's find out.
All right.
Hello, caller. You're on.
Hi. I think
hello,
it's
caller.
Great.
Hi. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Right. We'll come back to that.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear her. Okay, we'll come back to her.
Yeah, I really appreciate you going through the background of Maya. I had no idea all the different things that she's been able to accomplish, you know, especially with the, we know that she has racial problems trying to move forward, but I'm really looking forward to all the poems that you're going to share tonight, and thank you for inviting me to join the chat.
Okay, well, thank you. What's your name?
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, okay. Well, thank you so much, Shaniqua. All right. Let's get to the next caller. Hello? Hello, you're on. Hello? You're on Snap Cafe. We might have to come back to that call.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into this caller right here. Good evening. How are you? Snap Cafe? Hello?
Hello, caller. You're live on the Snapped Poetry Cafe. Did you want to share a poem with us tonight?
Okay. Maybe they just wanted to listen in. Okay.
All right, let's continue on. As a teenager, Dr. Maya Angelou's love for the arts won her scholarships to study dance and drama at San Francisco's Labor School. At 14, she dropped out to become San Francisco's first African-American female cable car conductor. She later finished high school, giving birth to her son, Guy. A few weeks after graduation, as a young singer mother, she supported her son by working as a waitress and a cook. However, her passion was poetry, as we all know. All right, LG, let's get into another piece of Miss Maya Angelou.
Okay, I am going to read a piece that I really enjoyed. It's called Touched by an Angel, and I do think of Dr. Maya Angelou as an angel that was borrowed, that we borrowed on this earth, and now she's gone back to her creator, so I'm grateful that we had her for the time we did. So this piece is called Touched by an Angel. We, unaccustomed to courage, exiles from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness until love leaves its high, holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train comes ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet, if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity. In the flush of love's light, we dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love cost all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free.
All
that
right.
Was Touched by an Angel by Dr. Maya Angelou.
All right.
It's hard for me to imagine sometimes that she's really gone. I can't believe it.
Yes.
But,
one of the great.
All right.
You want to grab another caller?
I'm going to move on. Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
All right. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on. Okay. Maybe we just want to listen in. Let me try another caller. Hold on. Hello? Let me see. Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay. Maybe we just want to listen in. All right. Let's move on, LG.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me try this one. I see we have somebody that just joined us, so let me see. Hi, caller. You are live on the air at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. How you doing tonight?
Maybe I just wanted to listen in.
All righty. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll come back to you. Stay with us. All right, Kay Nicole, you want to move on with the bio?
Sure. In 54 and 55, Dr. Maya Angelou toured Europe with a production of the opera Porgy and Bess. She studied modern dance with Martha Graham on television variety shows, and in 57 recorded her first album, Calypso Lady. In 58, she moved to New York, where she joined the Harlem Writers Guild, acted in the historic off-Broadway production of Jean Genet's The Blacks, and wrote and performed Cabaret for Freedom. You have another piece for
okay.
us, LG?
Sure. Let's see. I'm actually going to take one of your favorite pieces. It was called The Lesson.
Okay. Come on with The Lesson.
Okay, The Lesson. I keep on dying again. Veins collapse, opening like small fists of sleeping children. Memories of old tombs, rotting flesh and worms do not convince me against the challenge. The years and cold defeat live deep in lines along my face. They dull my eyes, yet I keep on dying because I love to live. Now, when I read that, I really wondered, like, what was she thinking when she read that?
Yeah.
The title of the piece is called The Lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, maybe somebody out there can enlighten us on when she wrote that piece, or at least maybe what did they get out of it? I'm not sure if the lesson is in loving, living, or dying. So maybe
that
we can check and
powerful.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep on
I'd like
dying
to check.
Again. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can pick up a call.
Okay. Maybe somebody has some ideas on what they think that means to them. Give
All
us
right.
some insight
give us something
on
they
that.
Might want to share. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious to get some other opinions on that piece.
Okay. You want to pull in a caller?
Okay. Let me try this line.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, caller. This is Linda and Nicole at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. You're live on the air. Caller, you're live on the air.
Okay. All right.
Are you there? 755, you're live on the air.
Maybe they just want to listen in.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're going to figure out this technical stuff and get this thing straight. Put them back on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Let's see. Let's go back into this bio again. There's so much interesting information here about Dr. Angelou.
Very interesting.
Let's go down to 1960. In 1960, Dr. Angelou moved to Cairo, Egypt, where she served as an editor of the English language weekly called the Arab Observer. The next year, she moved to Ghana, where she taught at the University of Ghana School of Music and Drama, and she worked as a feature editor for the African Review, and she also wrote for the Ghanaian Times. During her years abroad, Dr. Angelou read and studied voraciously, mastering French, Spanish, Italian, Arabic, and the West African language Fanti. While in Ghana, she met Malcolm X in 1964, returned to America, and helped him build a new organization that was called the Organization of African American Unity. Now, I was fascinated when I found out that she spoke all those languages. I never knew that.
Wow. Yes. He has traveled the world for real. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But can you imagine speaking all those languages, French, Spanish, Italian? Okay, those may be kind of commonplace, but Arabic and Fanti or Fanti?
Wow.
I mean, that's just like not even commonplace every day.
That's true.
And she walks. She was so humble, you would have never known that she was that well-versed.
Yeah, she started out as a dancer, I believe, and I think she got into poetry later on. She ventured in a lot of things.
Yeah, I did see a couple of photos when I was doing some research on her as a dancer. I did not know that she was a dancer at that time, earlier in her career.
Yeah, that was the first
thing. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay, you want to get in?
All right.
Get into this next piece. This next piece is called Men. Let's see.
All right.
Interesting. When I was young, I used to watch behind the curtains as men walked up down the street. Wine old men, old men, young men, sharp as mustard. See them, men are always going somewhere. They knew I was there, 15 years old and starving for them. Under my window, they would pause, their shoulders high like the breast of a young girl, jacket tails slapping over those behinds, men. One day, they hold you in the palms of their hands, gentle as if you were the last raw egg in the world. Then they tighten up just a little. The first squeeze is nice, a quick hug, soft into your definitelessness a little more. The hurt begins, wrench out a smile that slides around the fear. When the air disappears, your mind pops, exploding fiercely, briefly, like the head of a kitchen match. Shattered. It is your juice that runs down their legs, staining their shoes, when the earth writes itself again, and taste tries to return to the tongue, Your body has slammed shut forever. No keys exist. Then the window draws full upon your mind. There, just beyond the sway of curtains, men walk, knowing something, going somewhere. But this time I will simply stand and watch. Maybe. Wow.
Ooh-wee.
That was intense. That was intense. I like
that.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do believe I got the meaning on that one.
All right, man. Couldn't get no deeper than that. True.
No, I don't think so. If you got any deeper than that, I believe you'd be in China. Let's try picking up another caller and see if we can get this technology to cooperate with us.
Okay. All right.
All right. Caller, you are live on the air at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. How are you tonight?
Right.
Caller, are you there?
I guess they just want to
listen.
You
are live on the air.
All right. Try the next one. Let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. I'm going back to this one.
Okay.
All right. Caller. You are live on the air at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. Are you there?
Yeah, I think they just want to just listen in. Okay. All right.
Now, I thought I heard something that time. Caller, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and continue.
Okay, so it looks like everybody is just listening. So I hope you all are enjoying the show tonight. And again, let me just remind everybody, you're listening to the Snaps Poetry Cafe. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment, and you can find more information about DC Homegrown Entertainment on our website at www.dchomegrownentertainment.com. The Pajama Party, which we will be launching on the 13th of this month, will be on this very same station on Blog Talk Radio. That is our adult late-night fun conversation where we just go for it and talk about any and everything that's on our minds and the minds of the Pajama Party crew. So that's going to be a fun time Friday nights from 9 to 10. You do not want to miss it. So
for sure.
You want to get back to Dr. Maya Angelou?
All right.
Okay. You want to go back to the bio, Nicole?
Sure. All right. Dr. Maya Angelou, with the guidance of her friend, the novelist James Baldwin, she began work on the book that would become I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She published that in 1970 and was published international acclaim and the enormous popular success. The list of her published verse, nonfiction, and fiction now includes more than 30 best-selling titles.
All right. And speaking of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, why don't we go ahead and do that piece?
Ooh-wee. That's a good one there. Okay. All right. Let me get to it.
All right. I tell you what, you lead and I will follow.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to tag team that one.
That one was serious. Okay.
Yes.
The free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wings in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky.
But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing.
The caged bird sings with fearful trill of the things unknown but long for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
The free bird thinks of another breeze and the trade wind soft through the sighing trees and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own.
But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing.
The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. Yes, yes, Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes. Also, did you know that Dr. Maya Angelou has served on two presidential committees? She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Arts in 2000, the Lincoln Medal in 2008, and has received 3 Grammy Awards by President Clinton. Requested that she compose a poem to read at his inauguration in 93. She recited Dr. Maya Angelou's reading of her poem was On the Pulse of the Morning, and that was broadcast live all over the world. He also received 50 honorary degrees and is Reynolds Professor of American Studies. She was at the Wake Forest University.
Wow. Well, I can say that Dr. Maya Angelou's words and her actions will continue to stir our souls, energize our bodies, liberate our minds, and heal our hearts. May she forever rest in peace and never be forgotten.
Right.
Yes. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed those pieces that we selected tonight. We did have a few more, but I'm really trying to see if we can get some callers up to see if anyone has any pieces they want to share. I'm going to try it one more time.
All right. We got about 4 minutes. Go right ahead.
Okay. Let's try this caller down here. Caller 908, you are live on the air, Blog Talk Radio, at the Snaps Poetry Cafe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Who are we saying? You are?
Mm-hmm. I'm Beverly Murdoch. How are you? Hello.
I'm fine. Hi. How are you, Miss Beverly Murdoch?
It's wonderful to hear your voices and to hear that people are giving credence to the life of Dr. Maya Angelou. She will never know how many people that she's touched and inspired by the many facets of her life. She's
true.
There's no amount of allegiance that we will know for her. She's inspired me. I am a general dentist by trade, but my avocation is poetry. You know, when I was in high school, I was the poetry editor of my newspaper, my school newspaper, but my mother said, you know, when I wanted to be a poet, you know, poets are recognized when they're dead to get a job, so.
Right.
I had to fulfill that prophecy for her, but
right.
She has been such an inspiration to me, and I write in this series of writing because of her, and I just need to say thank you. I breathe into the atmosphere my thanks for her being on this in this world, walking the walk and talking the talk. I was in a book club, and one of my members said, I just don't believe she's done all the things that she said that she's done.
Right.
And that astounded me to have that kind of experience, to hear that from a person. And I couldn't understand it then. I definitely don't understand it now. She seemed to be a woman of her word and just went out there and did it. She didn't really
think
about it, you know. And
yes,
I like that much more than people that talk about what they're doing. Just do it.
I agree.
So,
yes, Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, Beverly, did you have a poem you wanted to share with us tonight?
Yes. The first victory is a 16-point poem about it's 16 poems within the chapters that have been recorded for a CD, which is yet to be released. But this one is Total Rapture.
Okay.
Rhythmic chatter does not penetrate their nuclear space. His eyes aglow, cast upon hers intent, stroking her thoughts lovingly. A sensual conversation connecting body, mind, and soul, committing all as every movement surrounding them ceases to exist. And in that moment, she recognizes the magnificence of his essence, the strength of his enduring love, without thought of a verity moon to cast doubt. It is real, so tangible, unexplained, total rapture. And that's written for young love, old love, and medium love. When you love that man, you're into him. You love that woman, you're into her. And nothing outside of that really penetrates that kind of conversation when you are experiencing true love.
All right, let's give it up for Miss Beverly. That was fabulous.
Dr. Beverly Murdoch. Dr. Beverly. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's wonderful to hear you. I'm sitting here in New Jersey, Central Jersey, just vibing off all of the things that you're saying. And thank you once again for being there and acknowledging.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Dr. Beverly, for joining us at the Snaps Poetry Cafe tonight.
You have a good evening.
All right, you
too.
Do the same.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right, hang in there.
Did you want to take another poem?
That was Dr. Beverly. Yeah, I'm still getting over Dr. Beverly in the rapture. I just got hot
up Beverly Murdoch. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
You did that piece
that
on the rapture. That was woo. Talking about love. I love it.
Maybe she'll join us this Friday for the pajama party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Did you want to take another caller right there? See if we can pull them in.
Okay. Let me try 704. 704, we're coming to you. Caller 704, you are live at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. Are you there?
Okay, maybe they just wanted to listen in. Try the 908, see what's going on with that. Maybe they just want to just listen in.
Okay. Now I think that's where we just left.
Okay. All right. Well,
let me go back.
You have anything else, LG? What'd you say, LG?
Yeah, wait a minute. I was going to try to pick up this one up here.
My text message, for some reason, of all now my text message is freezing.
323.
Well, we're here.
Caller. 323. You're live on the Snaps Poetry Cafe.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm giving you a call from L.A. I'm great. How are you?
Hey.
Great.
I know
great
that voice.
Hear.
Are you sure? Because I know that voice.
That sounds like an angel on my shoulder.
All right, ma'am.
Hello, it is indeed. It is Kendall. How are you?
Oh,
hey, Kendall,
how you
doing?
I'm great. I'm actually just listening to your show. It sounds amazing. I was calling to give support and just say I love Dr. Maya Angelou as well, and you guys are doing a tremendous job. You guys are truly phenomenal women.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I knew that was an angel.
I'm here with someone that I wanted to talk as well. Do you guys have a quick moment? Because I wanted someone else to say hello.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Hello, beautiful ladies of the pajama party.
Well, hello. How are you?
I am great.
And what phenomenal lady
do
we have
to your show and those inspiring words.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Miss Phenomenal Lady.
If you have not,
we are just lifting
out.
Up Dr. Maya Angelou tonight. Well, I'm glad you tuned in.
Oh, absolutely.
I said, I'm glad.
No place I would rather be.
Well, I'm so glad that you and Brother Kendall decided to join us in the cafe tonight.
We had to know what
we
was going on in the radio world.
Yeah, well, we saved two seats for both of you at the Snaps Poetry Cafe right up front.
Very nice. Well, in exchange, we saved two seats for his new concert for you. He had a new EP just released yesterday all over California. So we're going to be getting his... Yeah, definitely. We wanted to come and share that with you guys.
Well, you need to send us some
Sounds
information.
Good.
Hit us up and send us some info, and we'll put something up on the website and promote what he's doing.
That's amazing. I love to. I'll send it very, very soon.
Okay.
All right.
We have the website, www.dchomegrown.com.
Great. And you guys can also check me out. I'll send you my information at www.kendallantron.com. That's KendallAntron.com.
Okay.
So it sounds
okay.
like we are about to have a dope meeting of the minds with you fabulous ladies and this artist here.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm all about meeting of the minds or whatever we
now
can meet with.
Now, who recorded that song, the intro song that you guys were featuring on your show?
It was great.
Oh, gosh. I would have to look that up again. It was the instrumental version of The Closer I Get to You.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was
yeah,
really,
I'm not
really
sure
beautiful.
I'm not sure who that's by, but if I find out, I will get that information to you.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, that had me from that. I wanted to hear a little bit more, just to be close. Come a little closer.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank
you, ladies and gents out there in Cali. We appreciate it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Representing for the
listening.
West Coast. All right. Did you have a piece you wanted to share with us tonight?
You know what? I don't have a piece I'd like to share tonight. I feel like I've already dumped all over the West Coast, everything that I'd like to share for the day. But the next time I tune in, I will definitely have something for you ladies.
Okay. Great.
We're going to put you on the agenda for the next time.
Well, there it is.
All right. Thank you.
So for those of you who didn't know who that is Lynette Tichelle. She is an actress out in L.A., and you can visit her website at lynetteonline.com. That's L-A-N-E-T-T online.com. Check her out, see what she's doing and some of the work she's been doing. She is doing her thing on the move. Check out KendallAntron.com. Listen to his music and support both of these people. So we're going to put you guys back
on
hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to put them back on hold, and we're going to keep it moving. All right, so Kay Nicole, where are we going next? We're in our second half hour. Did you want to talk about unspoken word?
Sure. Why not? Why not? Unspoken word. Why not? Mm-hmm. That's a collaboration that we put together, original poetry. We put that together, a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just go into a few pieces. You want to briefly tell them what Unspoken Word is about, LG?
Okay, this was a play that we wrote. It was actually our first stage play. And basically it tells the story of a young woman who is having some difficulties adjusting to the loss of her mom, and she begins just acting out. Her father is a pastor, and he starts to lose control of her, and eventually she ends up breaking the law and going to an experimental prison that uses the arts as a means of reforming nonviolent criminals. And while she's in this while she's in this prison, she gets into a spoken word class, and it helps her to get in touch with her feelings and all of her anger and everything that she's been bottling up inside. And she finds her freedom, even while behind bars, through spoken word. So that's what the play is about.
Okay. All right. I'll get into one of the pieces then. The character's name is Kendra. And he's talking about out of time. Just one more minute, one more chance, one more try, just one more dance. If I could find the words to make it right, would have one more day, one more night. Once more, let me look into your eyes. Just let me plan one more surprise. Just one more chance to turn back time. One last joke and one last rhyme. It can't be time for you to leave. It can't be time for me to grieve. It can't be time for me to cry. It can't be time for me to say goodbye. I thought tomorrow would always be around the corner waiting for me. But now tomorrow has flown away, and one more day is all I pray. If I could reverse the hands of time, I go back to when your time was mine. Those summer picnics in the park and sneaking home way after dark. I'd rewind the clock before that day a drunk driver took my mom away. She was the best friend I ever had, and now I've only got my dad. We hardly talk, though I know he means well. Wish I could take back what I told him to go to hell. Just one more year, if only I could find a moment to tell him what's really on my mind. I shut him out of my life, and I wanted it that way. So what's it matter if I had another year, a week, or day? That was out of time, the original.
All right, Kaneko.
Right.
Out of time.
Out of time. We felt as if she was out of time. Her dad didn't have time for her. Mom passed away in a car crash. This is all from our original stage play, Unspoken Word. So that was a piece by Kendra.
All right. So I'd like to do a piece from the play as well. This is a piece called Confusion, and this was a piece that was delivered by one of the characters named Angela. Now, Angela was one of the more radical characters who was one of the inmates at the prison, and she was one of those people who really kind of got next to Kendra, the girl, the young lady who was locked up, in the things that she said. She didn't say a lot. She didn't bother anybody. But when she spoke, people paid attention. So this piece is called Confusion. There is so much confusion, yet I am not confused. I can clearly see the conspiracy before my eyes, and I pray I'm not the only one. My people have obviously suffered a loss of orientation. They have lost the ability to place themselves correctly in the world by time, location, and personal identity. Hence, they are in a state of confusion. They have become unable to correctly recall previous events or learn new material. Hence, they are confused. The inability to focus one's attention on things that ought to matter causes or leads to a lack of judgment. Hence, confusion. Look around you, my sisters, and see what you've overlooked. It's everywhere if you turn and open your eyes once the confusion clears. But to truly diagnose confusion, you need to baseline what is considered normal behavior. I submit for your consideration what used to be normal for us. It used to be normal for men to stand when a lady entered the room. Now they sit and yell at her like, "What do you want, and why are you in here? Where have all the gentlemen gone?" Well, I have a theory. This is all part of a grand conspiracy perpetrated by the man for the benefit of the man to consistently elevate the man in any way that he can to keep a sister down. And on that topic, I am not confused.
All right, my sister. I like that. I like that. Angela, yeah.
That was radical, Angela.
Yes,
she was sort
was.
Of the Angela Davis of the group.
Yes, he was.
I really relate to Angela, you know. She liked to stir things up and make you think about it.
I had a piece for you. Roses. Remember Roses?
Yeah, I do remember Roses. That was J.C., yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. J.C. Miss Bully J.C. She was part of the experimental prison also, one of the inmates. And this one is called Roses. Roses are not always red. That is what is wrapped in my head. Listen to these words. That's what I said. The tiny, tiny pieces of my beginning, middle, and end, wanting to put them together and put them together and mend, needing a promising, trusting friend, struggling to calm my mind, continuously struggling to find, to rewind the binds of my life. Trying to get out of this place is truly a disgrace. I can't look in the mirror at my face. Working hard to survive each day. When I get out, I will find my way. See the sun ray by the bay in the month of May. Life is sometimes sweet, running, racing, never missing a beat. Rain, sunshine, hotter than heat, searching for what I want in my life. No more fussing, no more cussing, no more drama in my life.
All right. That's Roses. And that's true. They're not always red.
I know that's right. Yes.
Okay, I got one for you. The Declaration.
Uh-oh. Oh,
this
come on
was from
come on.
A character named Taquita. But people tend to always mispronounce her name and call her Taquita, and she gets very upset when people mispronounce her name. But this piece is called Declaration. When I come up in the spot, you better see me. When I'm trying to spit my game, you better feel me. If it's something that I want, you better give me. And if I ain't feeling your flow, you better step, see? You know I roll with my crew. I ain't never scared of you. We be handling our business, doing what we got to do. So don't be so surprised when you hear that sound. It's called negotiation. That's how we get down. I take what I want. Doesn't matter from where. I'm just trying to get mine, trying to get my share. So if you think you're better looking down on me, I got something in my pocket that can set you free. I can cut you so fast like a surgeon in a rush. Put my foot on your neck, all your attitude crush. I will stomp you so hard, and if you want a little more, come and see me anytime. I'll meet you at the door. Better knock before you enter. Don't be walking up on me. I ain't always been a lady. Think not, come see.
Watch out, man. Watch out, man. I wouldn't want to meet Taquita, whatever, in the dark alley. I know.
This is very true, very true. Once again, you all are listening to the Snaps Poetry Cafe, which is a subsidiary of the Pajama Party produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. And you can check us out online at dchomegrown.com or apajamaparty.com. And you can listen to the Pajama Party starting on the 13th of this month, Friday nights from 9 to 10. We will be all the way live, uncensored, uncut, and unsupervised. And that's all I can say about that.
I know that's right. All right. I think we got a few more pieces to go. Check this one out. This one, remember the character Whitney?
Oh, yes, Whitney, my little Southern Belle Whitney.
Yeah. This one is called Name Dropping. All right, now. Sit back.
All right, come on. Prada. Drop the names.
All right. Prada, Jimmy Choo, Louis Vuitton. Names I hold dear to my heart, you see. You can never part. Walking down that runway all happy night and day. Wanting to lay beside my man in his van with my Juicy Couture Type Z, my Naughty Monkeys, going down Boulevard 9 West, wanting the best with my awesome flowing dress. I'm going to upgrade, having Kate Spade. I have it made in the shade. But when I have BB, BCBG, Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana, Enzoi, Ferragamo, in my life, the problem seemed to go away. Every day when I say Gucci, Kristen LaCroix, Donna Karen, Michael Kors, Sergi Rossi, Via Spiga, and Zinc, I need to have them on my mind to get me out of the daily binds, for me to find peace of mind.
All right, with, all right, all right.
Mm-hmm. That was Whitney.
Yes.
All right.
Let me see if I can pick up a caller before we go into these last few pieces. See if
okay.
I can get this right. You know I'm challenged,
right.
But I'm going to give it a try.
All right, LG. Maybe we'll close out with God Woke Me Up. All right.
Okay.
We'll close out with that
All right.
One. All right.
All right. Caller 252, you are live on the Poetry Cafe. Are you there?
No, they probably just want to listen, maybe.
I think I surprised them. I snuck up on them.
Uh-oh. Watch out there. All right.
I'm putting back on
let's
hold.
Let's take us
let
on out with this God Woke Us Up. God Woke Us Up. He's going to wake us up tomorrow, and we're going to get on up out of here.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see how much time we got. Okay, well, wait. Before you hit that one, can I give you the saga of Mad Max?
Sure. All right. Mad Max, he was a true character. Come on with it. We got about 10
yeah,
more minutes.
Yeah, Mad
Come
Max
on.
Was, he has little anger issues. He was one of the poets from the Poetry Cafe that was part of the play. So Mad Max's piece says, "She left me, and I don't give a damn. Tried to make me different than the man I am. Packed her bags at the crack of dawn. Frankly, I'm just glad she's gone. She always tried to change me, just wouldn't let me be. I'm finally out from under her wing, and now I can fly free. Free to come home when I see fit. No more dealing with her bull crap. No more greens on Sunday nights. No more fussing and no more fights. No more snacks for the Monday night game. Whose fault is that? I'm not to blame. Tuesday nights were so much fun, because that's when I was number one. Wednesdays and Thursdays were laundry nights. Now everything is gray. None of my clothes look right. Friday was payday. She'd spend up my check, buying Gucci purses, laughing at me. What the heck? Saturday, she'd want to go out as if money was left. I'd sit while she nagged and complained, pretending to be deaf. It's not like I really miss her. I got used to her being around. Put the key in the lock and open the door. I don't even hear sound. All her clothes and all her shoes forever in my way. But she better be back by tomorrow. And that's all I got to say." And that was the saga of Mad Max.
Well, I'm going to take us out with this piece right here. We're going to bid you ladies and gents good night. But this one is by Angela, the radical one, called God Woke Me Up. And that's what he's going to do for us tomorrow. Here we go.
Lord willing.
"Well, God woke me up. I could not sleep. I stood up, then I dropped to my feet. He whispered to me to be all I can be. He wanted me to see the meaning to be free. He paved the way for me to see another beautiful day. Sometimes I don't understand why I'm here, but then I don't fear because I know he is always near. He definitely woke me up, for today is another day, and I can truly say we all need to kneel down and pray. God woke me up this day." Yes, he did.
Amen, amen. And we are grateful, forever grateful. Because as the saying goes, it could have been the other way.
Could have been the other way. Well, ladies and gents, we want to thank everybody for showing up tonight at the Snaps Poetry Cafe. We do hope you have enjoyed your visit. And we hope we will see you the next time. The doors are open. Remember, you can find out more about DC Homegrown. We produce the show. You can find us at
apajamaparty.com or follow DC Homegrown on Facebook and Twitter. And check out our projects, what's coming up. Don't miss Friday Night Pajama Party Adult Talk Show every Friday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here. We keep it real, as we always do. And hey, it's a pajama party, so PJs only and no clothes allowed. Don't miss it.
Say what?
We'll see you.
PJs only, no clothes allowed. Oh, I will be there.
All right, now.
I will be there in my PJs.
All right, now. We're going to have the champagne popping and the drinks flowing.
Can we have a pillow fight?
Sure. Come on through. So tell your friends to tune in and join the pajama party. And we'll be right here waiting for you. You got any last words, LG?
I just want to say I'm Linda, and thanks. This is Linda Michelle. Thank you all for joining us for our first show. We wanted to do something to honor Dr. Maya Angelou and just focus on some poetry tonight. So we appreciate you all for listening. And for those of you who contributed and just hung out on the line with us, we're going to get this technology thing figured out so we can get our callers up better. But we thank you for bearing with us and being patient with us, and peace and blessings.
I know that's right. So don't forget to tell all your friends to tune in to the pajama party on Friday night, 9 p.m. to 10, and that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach us at dchomegrown.com to check out all our projects, what we have coming up. And when you call in Friday, call 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. And you got anything else, LG?
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Isn't that what Boosie says? Got nothing but love for you.
Probably.
All right.
Or is that Notorious B.I.G.? It's one of them. I don't know. But I have nothing but love for you and for everybody who hung out with us tonight. So thanks again. And we're out of here. We're going to leave you with this beautiful rendition of The Closer I Get to You. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time at the Snaps Poetry Cafe, and we'll see you Friday night for the pajama party.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.